Welcome to Leo Roundtable at leoroundtable.com. My name is Chip DeBlanc, and I'm your host, and we're a group of law enforcement professionals that talk about today's news and issues, but we do it from a law enforcement perspective. And yes, you recognize him. We've got former LAPD Commander Lieutenant Jeff Weninger on the show, author of not the upcoming book, the existing book. It's out on thin ice. And hey, you've been your rankings on like Amazon and stuff have been you've been looking pretty good, Jeff. Well, what is the latest and the greatest with On Thin Ice?
Well, the last time I checked, it was ranked number 2 in law enforcement new releases, and we're also on the bestseller and top rated book list for Amazon. So
I love it.
I'm actually quite humbled. I didn't know what to expect, but I couldn't be happier.
Well, I got to say that I had a pretty exciting weekend because lo and behold, I think it was UPS or FedEx. I think it was UPS that came to look what I got behind me. Yeah, I got the box that had been promised to me. And I thought, is Jeff just saying he's going to send me a box for the book and all the swag in it? Or is he just saying that? Or is it really going to happen? And lo and behold, look at that. Look what I've got. And so, yeah, this is substantial, you know, and look at that picture. Can you guys look at that picture? There's no Photoshop, guys. That's the real deal right there. So I got the box, and I got a personally signed autographed copy of On Thin Ice, the book. Look at that. Well, I just lost something, but yeah, it's the signature's in there somewhere. And dude, you got it. You know what happened? I went straight for the pictures. You know, now you got a picture in the beginning. You dedicated it to your mom. I remember that picture was pretty cool. You got the autograph right there and stuff. And then somewhere right about the middle, you've got all the pictures and stuff, which you know I love. I was looking for the pop-up. You didn't have that, but in version number 2, I recommend the pop-up version, you know, for me, just something I can, you know, kind of like play around with. So, but no, it's exciting stuff. So, and then there's a card inside. And if you look, I mean, that's kind of cool right there. That's pretty cool. And if you look at the back side, Leo Roundtable, you'll see, where's that at right there? Leo Roundtable right there. It's got our little plug for the show. So you got to love it, man. There's so many great things to love about the package. So how can they, if people want to get the same experience that I had over the weekend, how can they do that, Jeff?
Well, they just have to go to onthinicebook.com and sign up to read the prologue for free. And they'll automatically be enrolled in the opportunity to be in the drawing every week. So you only have to enter it once. And then every week you have the opportunity to win the swag bag.
So we're announcing that, or you're announcing that on Thursday. I was supposed to announce it on Thursday, but Chip dropped the ball, did not get that done. So bail me out and can you announce Thursday's winner from last week, please?
Yeah, last Thursday, I had to miss the show because I was traveling en route to Nashville. I had spoke at Vanderbilt University to the law school students there. But so the winner is Ashley King, and she's actually an anchor on Fox News in Little Rock, Arkansas. Congratulations, Ashley.
Fantastic, Ashley. Yeah, so Ashley, you're in good company because now I'm in that company now. Yeah. And also Betty Dunn, our own Betty Dunn and stuff. So yeah, so good deal. So exciting stuff going. So congratulations, Jeff. Exciting times. Ride this wave. I know you're going to be busy promoting the book and meeting with other people like at Vanderbilt and stuff. So I love that. I'll just live vicariously through you until I get my own book out. How's that? So, cool. Hey, a shout out to our sponsor. You know, our title sponsor is Gulls at Gulls.com. They're just an incredible company. ComplyTechnologies.com, and they are a satellite sponsor. Yes, thanks to them, we're on satellite radio. AeroPrecisionUSA.com, our arm sponsor. Gunler.com, MyMedicare.live, SafeguardRecruiting.com, our streaming sponsor. And thanks to them, we're streaming to over 1 million people right now. Also, TwoBells.com, they built their new online store at LeoRoundtable.com. FishOrlandoBass.com. And, you know, Zach has got a bass fishing charter based in Orlando. So when you're going to Orlando, let the wife and kids go enjoy Disney, do all the Disney stuff, and you can go do your bass fishing with a charter with Zach. Or if you're feeling very adventurous, do the alligator hunting where you catch and relocate alligators. I mean, where else can you do that, right? I mean, what a family vacation. The wife and kids or the grandkids, whoever, they come back from Disney and they're just like singing, dancing, and they got all the Disney theme stuff going on, and they're singing Ariella. And then you come back and you got the scars from like the alligator, you know, relocate. I'm joking about the scars. You shouldn't get cut. You know, Zach will take good care of you, but you got options, you know? So anyhow, FishOrlandoBass.com. Check it out. A shout out to Brian Burns for the Tampa Free Press at TampaFP.com. Thanks for carrying the content, Brian. Also, Reed Dietrich formerlawman.com, and finally Travis Yates at lawofficer.com. Thanks to all these entities for helping make the show happen. And now let me whet the appetite on what we're going to be talking about. Man, we've had some major news. It's hard to keep up with the news cycle. We got an Iraq war veteran. I'm not going to give his name out. ID'd as the Michigan church shooter. We're forward dead. And that death count could have been updated since this article. We got President Trump sending troops to Portland, Oregon, and wait till you hear what the mayor is doing and what they're going up against the feds. Then we got three anti-ACE influencers indicted after stalking and doxing agent in Los Angeles, California. Gee, I wonder why agents should have their identities withheld and why they should wear masks. Then we got FBI fires agents, plural, over kneeling protest photos. Oh yeah, they were photographed kneeling, and yeah, that's come back and bit some of them. We got a 17-year-old fatally shot by Aurora police officers after calling 911 on himself. And this is Aurora, and Jeff knows the chief over there. So and then suspect arrested after purposely crashing into a Fairview Heights police cruiser during a traffic stop. And if we have time to get to it, family blames police in Texas after an officer violated an order, a restraining order, and drove the murderer to the victim's home. Nothing good came out of that one, Jeff, I don't think. That's just a pretty wicked learning curve. I mean, really, it's embarrassing to cover that. So if you're ready, let's go in and start with the first one. We've got about 4 minutes before we take our first commercial break. And also, let me just say that since Jeff is on the show, we will be doing a Two Bells giveaway. Now, Two Bells, Tracy at Two Bells had built our new online store at leoroundtable.com. We have got such cool gear, like the shirt I'm wearing. I think Jeff's wearing one of our shirts. Is that right? And I saw your coffee mug. We got a lot of cool gear. So yeah, guys, check it out. If you go to leoroundtable.com, look at the online store. Everything was built by Two Bells. Fantastic job. We got so much gear to choose from. The prices are so low. It's the same price I pay. We don't jack up the prices. We're not making a penny off of anything that you purchase on there. We're just trying to get our gear out there. So please check it out. And if you want to enter the contest, all you have to do is type in the number 2 and the letter B for Bell, and that will get you $20 off. They will cover the first $20 you spend at our online store, and that is from Two Bells. So they'll cover the first $20 if you make a purchase at our online store. And because it's a digital gift card code, I can email it to you at the end of the show if you end up being the winner. So again, type in the number 2, the letter B for Bell. We need your email address so I can send it to you at the end of the show if you win. It's a great way to start off your week. Now, at Tampa Free Press at TampaFP.com, RVMNews.com, and TrueSocial.com, we have Iraq war veteran, not going to give his name, ID'd as the Michigan church shooter, for dead. Got a text message while I'm in the gym yesterday about this. Couldn't believe it. So the death toll from a devastating attack at a Michigan church on Sunday morning has risen to 4 people, 9 other people wounded, as authorities identified the gunman, a 40-year-old U.S. Marine veteran who served in the Iraq war. Now, this is the fluid time, right? We're going to get information coming out initially, like every hour. A lot of it's misinformation, and then we're going to start getting more information. But the horrific incident, it happened at 10:30 in the morning, local time, at the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, a Mormon church in Grand Blanc Township. Now, the Grand Blanc Township police chief is William Rain, and he stated that the suspect was from nearby Burton. He first rammed his Chevy Silverado truck through the front doors of the church. He exits and opens fires with a semi-automatic rifle on hundreds of worshipers that are gathered inside. Now, it says that he was taken out by police that responded, and I don't know what the security was they had there. I used to do church security. Dude, we were like heavily armed. I mean, I don't want to say exactly how many guns I was carrying and how many rounds of ammo, but a lot. And I had more in my vehicle. In addition to the deadly shooting, the church building was left actively on fire. There's aerial footage of this church. I mean, an enormous amount of smoke. It looked like the whole thing was burning down. Police sources indicate the shooter, who died at the scene in a shootout with responding officers, believed to have intentionally set the blaze, and they think the death toll might rise once the building is safe to enter. Goes on to say that further investigation revealed that this was calculated. Law enforcement sources confirmed to the Post that they found several IEDs, improvised explosive devices, that were on the church property from the sky. The bomb squad had to show up to take care of those. An old Facebook post by the suspect's mother indicated that he was a U.S. Marine who served in Iraq from 2004 to 2008. Social media accounts that were believed connected to him portrayed him as a family guy with a wife and a young son. They have no motive for this rampage yet. and they're looking for clues. So we've got less than a minute, but that's where we left off. Wow, I hate to hear this stuff. And then, of course, you know, there's people on the other side that are going to be, you know, trying to use it as a political stunt. Jeff.
Yeah, it's always concerning when something like this happens. And unfortunately, all too frequently, it's occurring here in the United States. And it's getting to the point where people are becoming callous to it. And we've got to make sure we don't. But there's a lot to unpack here. And we'll do that when we
get agreed. Back. Agreed. And, you know, it's been those instances have been increasing. That's why they're hiring guys at churches to do church security and stuff. So I still would like to see this guy engage when he gets to the church or does something stupid like that by people that are there ready for stuff like this to go down. So, but it's time for our first commercial break, guys. We'll be right back. All right, guys, it's time to talk about our title sponsor, Gauls at Gauls.com. And you know, as police officers, we know we can get our gear from a lot of different places. And when you throw the online mix into it, it's like almost limitless, right? The choices you have. But I want to remind everybody here about what's really important, supporting the organizations that actually support law enforcement. And I don't know of a company that does that better than Gauls at Gauls.com. And even their motto is proud to serve those who serve, which of course they do in spectacular fashion. And not only that, they walk the talk. They support dozens of focused organizations, and I mean dozens, like this radio show. So when you're looking for gear, please do the right thing and support companies like Gauls that support law enforcement. Go to Gauls at Gauls.com to make your purchase. And, you know, I love Gauls. I don't even use gift cards and gift codes. The prices are so inexpensive, and sometimes they've got, you know, they've got site-wide like 20% off. They've got, you know, free shipping. It's amazing opportunities. So that's how I roll, Gauls.com. All right, now it's time to talk about Compliant Technologies at ComplianTechnologies.com. And guys, if you haven't checked them out lately, maybe you should, because wait till you hear what they've got going on. You know, they're committed to providing non-lethal solutions to help officers gain the upper hand safely and rapidly in a humane, low-optics manner, utilizing what they call their CD3. It stands for Conductive Distraction and De-escalation Technology. Their flagship product, we all know by now, it's called the Glove. It's helped officers tens of thousands of times with no injuries. And yes, you heard that correctly. I said no injuries. The Glove has actually achieved non-lethal status in an arena that predominantly can only offer less lethal results. And when it comes to weapons retention, transitioning to a sidearm or conductive energy weapon, the Glove at ComplianTechnologies.com, they have virtually eliminated weapons confusion. So stay ahead of the game with Compliant Technologies and the revolutionary CD3 that hundreds of agencies have already turned to nationwide. And friends, take it from me, when it comes to safety, this is one of the most common sense, hands-on solutions that's ever come along. ComplianTechnologies.com. Again, that website is ComplianTechnologies.com. Welcome back. Leo Roundtable at LeoRoundtable.com and the Law Enforcement Talk Show. You know, my name is Chip DeBlock, and I'm your host. We're joined by former LAPD Commander Lieutenant Jeff Winninger, also author of the new book, On Thin Ice. And Jeff, we've been talking about, unfortunately, the church shooting, the Mormon church that just got, you know, shot up. People died, set on fire, IEDs. What's next?
Yeah, you know, it's it'll be interesting. You know, right now the investigation, they're looking into all the open source intelligence that they can get, looking at his social media, phone activity, text messages, those sorts of things, to try to get some type of an idea what motivated him to do this. And perhaps it can just be as simple as the church happens to be where there's a large number of people and he can have, you know, the maximum amount of casualties, at least in his mind. Or it is perhaps that he's actually targeting Christians. We don't know. It'll be interesting to find out. But, you know, I do have to commend the chief of police. He was very professional in his press conferences. He gave out the information that was appropriate to give out. He didn't sensationalize anything. And he, you know, made sure that he didn't give out erroneous information. And he was honest about what they knew and what they didn't know. And, you know, advised when he would be giving another press conference to give updated information. And I thought he handled it very well, especially for somebody that's running a police organization, that this isn't an everyday occurrence. He's not dealing with these types of noteworthy incidents where he gets a lot of practice managing this type of press release. So I just have to go out and, you know, commend him. I thought he was outstanding.
We came close to getting him on the show, Chamberlain.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He's a busy guy.
Yeah. But, you know, the reality is that, you know, these instances where people are being targeted, They just have to stop. And I don't know where in this country we have to go. You know, oftentimes people say, well, you know, we got to hit rock bottom before we get better. And I don't know much further we can go to hit rock bottom, to be honest. You know, the reality is it's it has to get so bad in the current moment that we're no longer afraid of where we need to go. And we as a country, we need to come together, regardless of your political ideologies, and try to do better. Because it's just, what kind of society are we living in when you go to church and you have to be looking over your shoulder and fearful for your life? That's just not a place we in America should be living.
Why, you know, for a while there, it's been Jewish synagogues, and now, and you mentioned Christian, so Mormons are, of course, they follow Joseph Smith, who they think is the lineage line of Jesus Christ, but Jesus Christ, they don't recognize him as being, you know, Lord and Savior, you know, just like a prophet, you know, so a different belief system, but surprised that it was a Mormon church. And I just, I really am curious what the process, what this guy was thinking, what his, you know, I mean, it's important, you know, to, if you're able to get that kind of intel. Of course, the guy's dead, but I'm just kind of curious if there's a note or something kind of explains the rationale in his mind. Obviously, he's a sick individual. He's warped in his thinking. However, I am curious, you know, what that line of thinking was. And maybe there'd be something to learn from that in order to avoid future ones. But again, I know the churches down here, the way we roll, I mean, just about every church down here has got some kind of security, or they've got not necessarily a uniform. You don't know who's packing, but they got people there for that reason. So reading that it was responding police, that could be inaccurate. Maybe there were some people, parishioners, you know, that were armed that engaged this guy. I don't know. I'm curious.
It'll be interesting to see. Apparently he served for 4 years in Iraq. Yeah. If that service resulted in him having some mental health issues, and if they were properly addressed, you know, we all know that, you know, vets oftentimes have trouble getting the types of services they need. There may be a mental health issue aspect to this that, something can be learned from. So.
Agreed. So guys, we'll listen to the show, hearts, and keep the family and the survivors and everybody affected in your minds and your hearts and your prayers. So moving along, we've got three main stories. Our next one, lawofficer.com, tampafp.com, Tampa Free Press, and also rvmnews.com, this Red Voice Media News. President Trump, we got a few articles here on this one. I got 2.5 minutes before our next commercial break, but President Trump sends troops to where? To Portland. So, you know, a lot of people joke about Portland. I know that attorney Jeff Childress, he has a publication, coffeeandcovid.com, and he always tries to dumb his articles down for the Portland readers, he says. And of course, Portland is I always refer to it as like the armpit of the country, because it's really, they do things so wrong, set such a poor example. They're even worse than San Francisco, if you can believe that. But President Trump has ordered the deployment of United States troops to war-ravaged Portland, Oregon, authorizing the use of, quote, full force, unquote, if needed. It's unknown if the president was referring to the National Guard or full-time United States military personnel. And he said that he got even our Secretary of War, Pete Hegseth, involved, provide all necessary troops to protect war-ravaged Portland. Now, again, Trump's rationale is to protect the people that are going there that are under siege, even though there are people in denial about this. He claimed that the move would help protect, quote, any of our ICE facilities under siege from attack by Antifa and other domestic terrorists, unquote, adding on Truth Social that he's also authorizing full force. And you know, sometimes we forget about the Antifa component, and there's going to be some other things that we're going to read in this article that are just going to be little refreshers. And some of these are from Pam Bondi. We also have a companion article, AG Pam Bondi deploys feds to ICE sites. Declares zero tolerance for assassins and rioters. And so, yeah, Pam Bondi, U.S. Attorney General, announced on Saturday a decisive escalation in the federal response to what she characterizes a new era of political violence, including deploying federal agents on ICE facilities across the country. And yeah, these guys are taking on our ICE facilities, guys. In a forceful statement on X, Twitter, Bonnie said, under President Trump's leadership, there's zero tolerance for political violence and domestic terrorism, adding a stern warning to political agitators that if you so much as touch one of our federal officers, you will go to prison. No ands or buts about that. Guys, there's more that we're going to be going to, including a reminder on what's been going on that's easy to forget. So stick with us. Commercial break. We'll be right back. All right, guys. Now it's time to introduce Aero Defense by Aero Precision at AeroPrecisionUSA.com, a beacon of durability, dependability, and all-American craftsmanship in the realm of duty rifles. And yes, we're talking about long guns. They're born from an aerospace engineering company, so you know these guys know what they're doing. And Aero Defense by Aero Precision demands perfection because settling for anything less is not an option when your life is on the line. Visit AeroPrecisionUSA.com for a lineup that matches every discipline, because they basically have something for everybody. And you know, back since 1994, they've been quietly leading the AR builder parts domain, but now they're making waves in the complete rifle arena with soulless bolt actions. And that's not all. The M4 E1 Pro and the Mod 4 handguards, they both hit the market last year at AeroPrecisionUSA.com, the embodiments of duty rifle excellence. And they're now being tailored for the civilian customer. So that means that now you can start getting your hands on some of the primo stuff. And their AR 308 platform, the M5, nothing short of spectacular. Don't settle for less when you have the best. AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Welcome back. Leo Roundtable at LeoRoundtable.com, the law enforcement talk show. My name is Chip the Block, and I'm your host. We're joined by former LAPD commander, Lieutenant Jeff Wininger, as well, author of the new book. What was the name of that book again? Oh, yeah. On Thin Ice at OnThinIceBook.com. And, you know, we've been talking about an interesting story. It's all over the news, but President Trump is sending troops to Portland. And I know for our Portland users, it says Portland, and there's a comment that says Oregon. Those are not two different places. Portland is actually inside Oregon, just for Portland, in case we have any Portland listeners that are watching the show. I wanted to explain that so I don't lose them. Anyhow, that was a joke, Jeff. I thought that was pretty good. You're just sitting there straight faced, I'm wasting my humor. Pam Bonnie jumping into this thing. And look, this is a good little reminder. After she talks about zero tolerance, our Attorney General, Pam Bonnie, says that the swift action is justified, references a series of high profile, politically charged violent incidents. So here's a little refresher for people that forget. I got to admit that when I was reading this, I was like, oh, wow, that's right. That happened way back when. And that happened too. So she cites multiple attempts to assassinate President Trump. That's pretty fresh in the memory. But also attempted assassination of Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh. Remember that? And then alongside the murder of conservative activist, of course, Charlie Kirk, the thing that's most fresh in our minds, and gunning down Minnesota legislators and children attending mass in two separate incidents. And then further underscoring the threat, Bonnie mentioned a recent sniper attack at a Texas ICE facility. Remember that, guys? Wounded three people. A massive confrontation in the Chicago ICE facility involving over 200 violent rioters allegedly chanting arrest ICE, shoot ICE, where at least one individual was reportedly armed. So don't forget about all this stuff. This is why this stuff needs to go down. And they're attacking our federal partners. You know, these are guys that are on our payroll, you know, that we're paying these ICE guys. And look, some of these guys are friends of mine. And I know these guys are rock solid. They just want to be left alone and do their jobs. They shouldn't have to hide their identities and stuff. And then we're going lastly to another companion article, Democrat mayors. This is so typical. So the people we're trying to help out. We got a Democrat mayor in Oregon. And for our Portland listeners, that is Oregon's the state that Portland's inside. They're signing with Antifa terrorists, and they're vowing to deny resources to federal troops that are there to help them out in the first place. So Portland and a coalition of Democratic mayors. Now, wonder why it doesn't say Republican mayors. Did they get that right, Jeff? Did I read Democratic mayors? Okay. Democratic mayors across Oregon are circulating a draft letter. They're trying to get other like-minded individuals to sign up. They're opposing President Donald Trump's order to deploy federal troops to Portland. The action follows months of unrest tied to a 24-hour Antifa occupation outside the city's immigration and customs enforcement facility. So they've got a 24-hour Antifa occupation. For over 24 hours, they've occupied the area outside ICE facility where people can't even come and go freely. People that work there. Which has been under siege since June the 7th. You got to be freaking kidding me, right? The post-millennial obtained a copy of the unsigned draft dated September the 26th, 2025. The letter warns of militarization in the Portland metro area. It outlines a coordinated strategy among local leaders these Democrat leaders to resist federal intervention, the guys that are there trying to help them out that are on our dime, it states the city governments will withhold resources from any federal operation deemed to infringe on city on civil liberties. And of course, if they're there, you better believe they're going to believe they're going to say that that's what's going on. It also pledges direct legal support for the protesters. So they're going to pay for representation for all the people that the feds are putting in jail, including members of Antifa. Well, that makes complete sense, right? It's freaking garbage, which was designated a domestic terrorist organization by the United States earlier this week. And it goes on. It gets better. According to the city sources, the mayor, Wilson, he intends to contact Portland hotels and tell them to deny lodging to federal officers and to military personnel. These guys are just a class act, let me tell you. Jeff Weininger, we got 6.5 minutes.
Well, you know, when it comes to the authority of the president to deploy these National Guards troops to cities throughout the United States, he has the authority to do that, especially in the context in which he's going to do it here. They can be used to protect the federal facilities as well as federal agents. And, you know, they apparently they need to do that there in Portland in regards to protecting the facilities and stuff. And really, ultimately, the hope is that it'll free up the law enforcement, the local law enforcement agency, to help facilitate First Amendment rights. But more importantly, to surgically address and identify those entities within these groups that are trying to exercise their First Amendment rights, but that are there to commit crime and to be agitators. People, listen, you need to understand, and it's been this way for decades, we have professional demonstrators who are being financed by various entities, and their sole purpose is to create chaos and engage in riotous behavior, which makes your First Amendment rights impossible to exercise because an unlawful assembly has to be declared, and then you're required to disperse by law. So, you know, the reality is that, you know, hopefully if you have the National Guard that are going to be there to protect the facility, it's going to free up more police resources locally so they can address this and start dealing with these people that are there to serve no benefit to anybody, whether you're there to serve your First Amendment right or whatever it may be. It's something that I believe needs to be done.
Wow. Is it time to reimagine policing, Jeff, is what I'm thinking.
Well, you know, really, it's when you're talking about reimagining policing and the staffing models, you know, the one thing that's facing law enforcement now is a shortage of staffing. And it's being felt pretty much across the board, regardless of the size of your law enforcement agency. And when you have the federal entity that can come in and provide a service for you and free up your sworn personnel to more, you know, definitively and surgically and deliberately focus on the enforcement that you'd like to do out on the streets, in this case, specifically dealing with riotous behavior, then it is helpful.
All right. I love it. I'm on board. Well, speaking about being on board, RVM News has got an article. Betty Dunn, who's listening to our show for the news angle, you're going to love this. So RVMnews.com, we have 3 anti-ACE influencers indicted after stalking and doxing agents, an agent in Los Angeles, California. So this is where Jeff used to work. And now think about all the people, think about Gavin Newsom, you know, the governor in California, and they have pushed legislation that they've now adopted and put in place that outlaws law enforcement, including federal agents, from wearing any kind of a mask or anything to hide, you know, their identity. Listen to this story. A federal grand jury, now not state, federal, has indicted 3 women accused of following an immigration, an ICE agent. They follow him to his home and they post his address on Instagram. The Justice Department announced Friday that Cynthia Regoza, she's 37, and we've got Ashley Brown, 38, and then Sandra Camona Simone, 25. They're charged with 1 count of conspiracy and 1 count of publicly disclosing the personal information of a federal agent. According to the investigators, this happened on August the 28th after the three women, encountered the agent at the Civic Center in downtown L.A. And it goes on to say that prosecutors said that they started live streaming on Instagram, and they named the accounts that they live streamed to. And as the agent drives home, the women allegedly followed him in a black sedan that was driven by Regoza. And then when he gets at his residence, They get out, they start shouting to the neighbors, their live streaming viewers, identifying this dude as a ICE officer. And they're saying, yeah, your neighbor is ICE. And others are shouting, you know, some other insults, and that ICE lives on your street and you should know this. And they concluded by announcing the agent's address and encouraging viewers to come on down. The footage was later deleted from the Instagram accounts. And Brown and Semain were arrested earlier on federal complaints. Brown's being held without bond, in part because she faces a separate charge because she assaulted a federal officer. And Semain was released on $5,000 bond. Now, Rigoza remains at large, and the indictment follows a string of recent attacks against ICE. Commentary, and I don't know how familiar you are with this area in LA. I suspected that you probably are, Jeff.
Well, really what this underscores is the importance that anybody in law enforcement, whether you're a federal, state, or local law enforcement officer, you do need to be aware of your surroundings, whether you're on or off duty. And, you know, my experience in Los Angeles, it wasn't uncommon for officers when they go into watch to be followed home. And you have to have plans in place. You never want to be driving the exact same route home after work every day. You want to take different routes. You want to take surreptitious type of, you know, routes that you can take and hopefully potentially identify if somebody is following you, because it's not unheard of. And this isn't something new that's a threat, but it's something that all law enforcement agencies for decades should have been and continue to need to be aware of and take steps to protect themselves from allowing people to follow them home to their residences. Because not only are you at risk of being attacked or injured, because, you know, I know an officer that was shot when she got out at her home. But they also know where your family is now.
No doubt. I've been joking around on the stream about maybe giving away a trip to Portland, and MVS says he'll go there with his AR and his 9mm, and we'll have to live stream that when he gets there. Guys, it's time for our next commercial break. Stick with us. We'll be right back. All right, guys, time to talk about GunLearn at GunLearn.com. And, you know, as law enforcement officers, we deal with guns every day, but it's what we don't know about them that gets us in the trouble. Injuries, civil lawsuits, accidental discharges, misidentifications, lost prosecutions, and also disciplinary issues. But GunLearn.com, they have your back. You can quickly become extremely firearm knowledgeable by simply learning 14 training modules from the convenience of your home or your office, or by attending a live seminar at gunlearn.com. You can also become a safe, accurate, and competent certified firearm specialist like our very own Captain Brett Bartlett and also attorney Ken Affianco. Now, the course has had huge success in raising the bar of firearm knowledge, and GunLearn has been a trusted source since 2011 by gun manufacturers, federal agencies, forensic organizations, and police departments nationwide. So, take it from me, guys. When you want to get free training, go to GunLearn.com. And even the founder, Dan O'Kelly's got a way for you to have the training at your agency for absolutely no cost. Incredible opportunity, GunLearn.com. Welcome back. Leo Roundtable at LeoRoundtable.com, the law enforcement talk show. My name is Chip the Block, and I'm your host. We are joined by former LAPD Commander, Lieutenant Jeff Winninger, also author of the new book, On Thin Ice, at OnThinIceBook.com. Now, I was kind of toying, and Shelly, thanks for entering the contest. Appreciate it. I was toying with what topic to cover next. Let me go with a bit. We got these FBI agents that just got fired for taking a knee. I'm going to hold that for a second, and we're going to jump to a story with a video component. So let's just jump to that one real quick. Rumble.com, This Is Butter, which is our favorite law enforcement video channel. We have a 17-year-old fatally shot by Aurora police officers after calling 911 on himself.
Okay. Yeah, right for command.
Hey, hands!
Let me see your hands! So, Aurora, Colorado, and actually, I think I had got confused earlier on a story we were talking about in Texas or whatever. This is where Chief Chamberlain works. And the shooting happened September the 18th at a Conoco gas station. And this is where Jeff's friend, Chief Chamberlain, who we've been trying to get on the show, works. So in a press conference on Friday, the chief said the incident started at 7:33 p.m. And the suspect identified as a 17-year-old, Blaze Alexander Balmason. He calls 911. He tells the operator that he's got a loaded 9mm pistol and he's got it in his pocket, and he's going to shoot up the gas station and the surrounding area. In addition to that, He also said that he wants to shoot responding police officers. So you got it. They had it. I mean, I love it when cops show up and they have a plan. So these guys most certainly had a plan. So we have three officers. There's a body cam. They arrive on the scene at 7:43. They get a tactical plan together, and you've got officers armed with three different things. You got a guy with a 40 millimeter less lethal launcher. You got a guy with a pistol and a guy with a long gun. So Chamberlain said his officers approach the suspect, identify themselves as police. This is all in the body cam. Orders the teenager to show his hands, but he's got one of his hands in his pocket. The 17-year-old, of course, he ignores commands and he starts coming at the officers with the one hand concealed. Then you got the dude with a less lethal launcher. That cop fires multiple rounds at the 17-year-old, striking him, but little to no effect. The guy continues to advance. So the cops go around, they stick together. They disappear behind the corner of the building. Jeff can say whether he likes that tactical move or not, because now the bad guy's out of sight and you can't tell whether he's pulling the gun out and rounding the corner with a gun in his hand. But in any case, exactly what he does. Look, it turns out there was no gun. He had his hand in his pocket. And then when he turns the corner and he's advancing on them, they unload on him and he's pronounced dead. And Chamberlain said, the chief said that the time between the officers first made contact to when shots were fired was only 15 seconds. And of course, as I already said, there was no handgun present at all. So Lieutenant Jeff Winninger.
Yeah, these are tricky because, you know how I am, Chip. I watched this entire video. And one thing I would say is I was rather impressed with the communications female who was gathering the information and asking the questions of the caller. She was calm. She asked pertinent, you know, questions to get the information that was necessary. And she didn't panic at all. She kept it at a very, very mild level. And it really kind of de-escalated things in regards to when she was talking to the individual. But it was really clear when you were hearing what this guy was saying that this was going to be a suicide by cop caper. But the reality is you don't know to what extent he's willing to harm other people in order to carry out his wish to die himself. And he's making a threat that he's going to shoot up the gas station. So you have to try to balance all of this. And, we had a similar type call at when I was working Rampart. I was a sergeant there. And I had the opportunity to deploy some vice officers that happened to be in plain clothes, and they were able to vest up with jackets and stuff and were able to go in. And it was coordinated that when they went in, they were going to then initiate contact with the individual. When I say contact, I don't mean verbal contact. They were going to take the guy down because they would catch him by surprise, but they were being quickly followed in by the uniform personnel, and it worked out well. You don't always have the benefit of those types of resources to be able to handle, especially when you don't know if this guy is going to ultimately shoot up the place. But, the reality is when you're confronted with an individual with the information that these officers had, he specifically stated he had a gun in his pocket. When they initiated contact with him, his hands were in his pockets. And then he began to move towards the officers in an aggressive manner after being fired at with the less lethal munitions. Yes, I agree with you, Chip. You never want to take your eyes off that suspect once you've initiated that contact, because you don't know what type of maneuvers or what they may be doing. You need to stand your ground somewhere. They shouldn't have rounded that corner. You use that corner as your last grounds of cover, and you make your decisions and you take your actions from that position. But it's unfortunate. This clearly appears to be a suicide by cop. But, this individual obviously was suffering from a mental health crisis, but at the same time, these poor officers as well, you know, they know that they had to take the life of an individual resulted in the life of an individual that was having some mental health issues, being taken at their hand. And that's something that's going to weigh on them forever. So, you know, don't think that there's only one victim here. Every officer that was there is a victim of this scenario. So
good, good analogy and good breakdown. So thanks, Lieutenant. Appreciate that. And we're going to be going to that FBI story I've been holding on to, Nick. But I have a question for Jeff, and I'm setting up the unwinnable scenario for Jeff, because he's going to have to say yes, because I'm doing it on live air. So we are holding on to a two bells giveaway. We got one today, but we're holding on to a former one that we were not able to give away. And I would like to give away two today, if that's okay with you. Is that fine? So see, I kind of set them up. But so FLG man, thanks for the support and congratulations on the win. And we've also got Shelly Hurl as well. I just need to get Shelly. I need to get your email address from you in order to get that to you. So guys, please make sure that we get the email address that I can send that to you. And congratulations on the win. Just make sure you follow that up. So guys, we've got a story here. That I've been wanting to cover, and I've got less than 3 minutes, so I'm going to go through this quickly. LawOfficer.com, FBI fires agents, that's plural, over kneeling protest photos. Now, they've got a picture of these FBI guys, mostly females in the photo, but not all, taking a knee. And so let's see what happens here. The FBI has fired agents who were photographed kneeling during a racial justice protest that happened in Washington state. It says in Washington, so I'm assuming it's not DC, that followed the 2020 death of George Floyd. Three people familiar with the matter said on Friday. The Bureau had reassigned the agents last spring, but has since fired them. And the sources insisted on anonymity. And it goes on to say that the number of FBI employees fired was not immediately clear, but two people said it was roughly 20, which is surprising. And that was according to the Daily Mail. The photographs at issue showed a group of agents taking a knee during one of the demonstrations following the May 2020 death of George Floyd. And it goes on to say that the change comes amid Donald Trump, basically, putting his new FBI director, Kash Patel, in, and they're trying to root out what they call woke and politicized elements that are within the FBI. So they're trying to get back to the old FBI that they used to have. We got about a minute and 20 seconds. Commentary, Lieutenant Jeff Weininger.
Well, I think it's important that law enforcement officers, regardless of your political ideology, remain neutral, especially when you're on duty. And I would suggest that on your social media, you probably in your personal time should remain neutral as well. It's just pretty much a good idea. But that being said, you know, my personal opinions regarding taking a knee when you're on duty, I don't believe it should be done. But I will also say that I think of having it be rise a level of a fireable offense is a bit extreme for me. Absent other things that, you know, would could quantify them being an issue where they are detrimental and not and unable to perform their jobs objectively, I think firing them is a little much. Discipline, certainly. But I believe that the discipline needs to be commensurate with the infraction itself. And there may be something that these agents can learn from. And to have them fired just seems a little extreme, unless there's something I don't know about.
I get it. No, you're Good input on this. I see that we've got Lukovas from Greece watching the show, giving us a shout out on Facebook. So thanks for watching the show. And it's been a very interesting show. Good commentary and good input, Lieutenant Jeff Weininger. And guys, also, if you want to check that book out, On Thin Ice, go to onthinicebook.com and make sure you get that book ordered. Of course, it's on Amazon and all the usual, you know, locations to get it, but I recommend going to onthinicebook.com. So thanks, Jeff, for being on the show. Appreciate it. You should take this opportunity to talk about the Wounded Blue at thewoundedblue.org. Lieutenant Randy Sutton's 501c3, helping cops out in the world of hurt that are suffering from things like PTSD and other issues. They just had the summit last week. We're going to have Randy on the show tomorrow that's going to tell us all about that, and also Betsy Brantner-Smith, retired police sergeant. So stay tuned for that show. It's going to be pretty good. And guys, please support our sponsors. You know, we've got Gauls.com, ComplianceTechnologies.com, AeroPrecisionUSA.com, Gunler.com, and Medicare.life. Save our recruiting, Two Bells, and FisherOrlandoBash.com. We'll see you tomorrow, 12 noon Eastern.